today I'm speaking about a particular phrase, come, come to God. In Matthew chapter 7 and verse 13, the Lord says, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. God invites mankind to come to Him. He does so because He loves us. And we have a gospel message to all to come to the Savior, find out what the forgiveness of sins is all about. Someone may say, well, I'm already a Christian. I've already come. All right, that word still has power for you. If you will turn to Psalm 95, the psalmist says, oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, a great King above all gods. Yes, if you are a believer, then we have responsibilities as well as privilege to come before His presence and praise Him for who He is, give thanks for His bountiful blessings, His mercy that we have already received. So there's good reason for us to come to God. Friends, we are so busy with worldly things. Coming before the presence of God seems to be an exception rather than the rule, rather than the constant practice. But it ought to be that constant practice. We need to come and worship our God, not just in church on Sunday, but all the time, to be able to sing His praises while we are doing other things, while we're attending to the business of the day, the things that occupy our attention. We can still come. You don't need an engraved invitation. You don't need a special place or a secret room. God is listening wherever you are, whatever you're engaged in. You can come before His presence and thank Him for what He is doing right now in the midst of the busy work that you're doing. You can praise Him for who He is, worship His greatness and goodness and His mercy in bidding you to come. Friends, we need that consciousness all the time that we can come before Him anytime, anywhere, in the midst of our daily activities, as well as in special moments of public worship. We need to constantly be thinking of how we can praise Him, how we can serve Him, how we can constantly keep in communion with Him. That's something that should be a burden on every believer's heart. Do we really get excited about coming before God? Is that something special in our lives? We must look out for this habit that sometimes creeps upon believers, that prayer is, an obligation. Prayer is something that Christians do, rather than something I love to do, something my mind immediately comes to, even in the midst of the busy world. That's a discipline that sometimes we forget. We get occupied with worldly things. Oh, yes, we have to concentrate on business and details and all of that. But in the midst of it all, God is listening. The door is wide open. We can come. Friends, that's not just an invitation to the lost. That's an invitation to every believer to practice the presence of God, to keep his mind attuned to God and his word and his will in the midst of daily activities, which all of us are immersed in. Friends, that word come means something special for every believer. as well as for every lost person who needs to come for the first time. So that word come is a great blessed addition to the language. There is such a connotation of love, of invitation, of pleasure at the sight of one. The word come is a very blessed word. And it's frequent in Scripture. God uses it again and again. For his saints, especially. In Psalm 95, verse 8, harden not your heart as in the provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Friends, that's a real danger for us all. To have a heart that gets calloused and forgets about the invitation of God, the coming into his presence. But he desires us to come. In verse 98, O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand, his holy arm, hath gotten him the victory. He's done mighty things for us. We have great reason to come consciously into his presence and thank him, not just on formal occasions, but constantly, to remember what he has done. In Psalm 100, verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. We have good reason to celebrate him, to come into his presence and remind ourselves how great he is and all that he has done for us and how needy we are of his grace and mercy and strength. And he invites us to come. But now, friends, there's a sense in which that come is directed for those who don't know him as Savior. In Matthew 7:13, the Lord Jesus says, enter ye in at the straight, narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight, narrow is the gate, narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Now that tells us something about the world. The world is not just a pleasant place to live in. It is a place of preparation for another world. This is not the end of your life. This is the beginning of it. And for everyone, this world is a stepping stone to another. And that makes it an extremely important place. When God says, enter ye in at the narrow gate, that reminds us of who the gate is. Because our Lord Jesus is himself the door of the sheep. He is the gate that leads to God. He is the fulfillment of the tabernacle type. There was only one door to the temple, to the tabernacle, one door to the temple of God, only one way to the presence of God, and that is our Lord Jesus Christ himself. Enter ye in at the straight gate, the narrow gate. There are not many paths to heaven. There are not many roads that lead to that place. There is only one. And that one is a person. Friends, it's very important that we understand that. We need God. We need the Lord Jesus as that doorway into the presence of the Almighty. And we must think seriously in this life of the direction of our life and our steps along that pathway. God says, come. Come in his direction. Come through the narrow gate. My friends, that must be a controlling thought in our lives. We live in a very wicked world where there are temptations and distractions that would draw us from that pathway, that would draw us to false gates that look like they are very wide. Yes, they are wide, but not toward God. They're wide distractions. Wide gates that lead to destruction. And the world is blithely going through those gates and beckoning us to us all to come. But that is the pathway to death. Christ is the pathway to life, the living God who invites us from love to come. He's waiting for us. Friends, we must never forget the importance of that word come. God could have said go and directed us elsewhere, but he says come, come to me, and I will give you rest. That's a blessed phrase to recognize all that he is saying in that word come. He gives us the strength to come. He gives us the word that supplies us with the directions. The invitation assures us that he is waiting. He expects us to come. He desires us to come. And we are so busy. There are so many other things in the way. There are so many tantalizing temptations in all directions. We forget to pray. We forget to concentrate our thoughts upon him. We forget that we're on that pathway that leads through that narrow gate to his presence. We get distracted and disturbed. Friends, we must remember that word, come. Concentrate upon what that means. It is God who gives that invitation. It comes through his dear Son. In John 10:9, the Lord said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. No one can be saved apart from the Lord Jesus. He is the only door to God. He is the only path that leads to eternal life. And we must recognize how great a privilege it is to have such an invitation to come. The Lord gives very specific invitations. And I want to mention a few of them that are so important. In Matthew 11:28, the Lord Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Here he gives a very specific invitation, one that we need to respond to. Come unto me, he says. Very specific. All roads do not lead to heaven. He is the pathway, and he personally invites each soul. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, he recognizes how hard it is to live in this world. All of us have great burdens. All of us have sorrows, difficulties, trials to go through. Sometimes we get so distracted we forget that God is watching. And God invites us in the midst of all that to come. He is the one who can lift the burden. He is the one who can remove the sorrow and replace it with the joy of his presence. He is the one who can transform our hard pathway into a loving pathway of the bridegroom leading his bride homeward. Friends, we must recognize the depth of love that is in that word come. It is not just an official invitation. It is a personal, loving invitation to the presence of God, to a Savior who desires you as his bride. My friends, that word come is a priceless treasure, one that we must remember, that we need to seize upon and respond to, not just officially, not just at the moment of salvation, but as the direction of a life that is turned about now because of that invitation. Now we are traveling homeward to him who waits for us. That is a precious word, one that has tremendous power to cheer and encourage and strengthen along a pathway that can be very difficult at times. but he says, come. In John 6:37, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. He is not going to shut the door in your face. He is not going to tell you that he is too busy right now. There will be no excuse. The door is wide open, and you can come. He assures us he will in no way shut you out. He means it when he says come. The door is open. He wants to see you, not just ultimately at the end of your pathway, but constantly the door is open. He is listening. He wants to hear from you. You are his dear bride. He is waiting for you to recognize him and come with heart and voice and singing because you love him in return. He says, come. He knows exactly what your needs are. He knows exactly the help that you need step by step along the pathway. And when he says, come, he means that he is going to supply exactly what you need every step of the way. When you turn aside from that pathway, now you are making life hard for yourself. Now there is no protection. Now there is no path that he is waiting for. That's disaster. But when you heed that word, come, and organize your life toward him, and follow his pathway according to his word, then his presence is there. And the comfort and blessing that obedience to his will brings. We need that, friends. He can impart eternal life at the end. But he can impart strength and help and grace for every step of the pathway in his direction. He desires to be your all in all, supplying every need, strengthening you for every weakness, enabling you for every task. He has that power. So many times we seek to do our work in our own strength, and we struggle to brace ourselves to the task and don't realize that our strength is nothing. But his strength is everything. And when we face him and travel his pathway and seek to please him, underneath are the everlasting arms. He bears us onward. He strengthens us for the work before us. He says, come, and he means it. He can supply all we need every step of the way. In John 14:6, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. We need to recognize the fact that he is the sole Savior. He is the only one who can help us on our pathway. So many times we get distracted, step aside from the path, or turn away when we know we should focus on his pathway, obedience to him, submission to his will, and keep on keeping on down that same pathway. He is the truth. All the false teachers in the world try to draw us away from his presence. All the false religions beckon people away from the pathway, the one way to God. He is the only one who can impart everlasting life. He is the only one who can promise you a place in his presence. My friends, we must be focused in our direction. We must recognize what an important thing it is to come. To come in prayer, to come in fellowship, to come in obedience, to come with joy and pleasure because of him. My friends, we must not lose that. When it becomes old hat to be a Christian, when it is just something we do out of habit, we have lost something tremendous and precious in our lives. We need the excitement of that first love. We need the excitement of His presence with us on the pathway. And we need to pursue that. Life must not become jaded and ordinary. It's a pathway homeward, a pathway to His presence, and we ought to be excited about it. Excited to take those steps, to walk with Him along that pathway to the place that He is preparing for us. We must never forget how important that is to our eternal salvation. In Revelation 21, 22, we have a description of that place that He's preparing for His people, that destination toward which we are traveling. In chapter 22, verse 1, He showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Here is the stream, cleansing power that flows from the presence of God. There are trees of life there, growing by the stream. A pleasant garden awaiting His people. A place where there is refreshment, joy, peace in the presence of God. He wants us there. He invites us to come. It's ready. It's waiting. Our hearts need to be there, not here. This world is the wilderness. This is the hard pathway. But it's a pathway that leads home. And He says, come. Friends, we must be clear in what we are doing and how we are living and what our conduct is here. We are strangers and pilgrims traveling somewhere else. We belong in another place, a place where He says, come. The bride in this chapter is all of God's people. The complete number of the saints of God of all ages. A staggering thought to think that our fellowship will be with the great saints of the ages, people like Abraham and David, the apostles, people that we look upon with reverence. But they will be brethren. They will be part of us. We will have fellowship with them, just as we will with every saint. The bride will be a perfect group of saints. And the Lord says, come. He is preparing His bride. And we need to have that longing heart that desires to see Him, that desires to be in His presence. And now on the pathway, thinks of Him and longs for that day when we shall see Him face to face and be part of that consummation of glory and joy and love in the presence of God. Friends, we've got to keep reminding ourselves who we are and where we are going. And who is waiting for us, and what He has promised. For all the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him, amen, to the glory of God by us. Friends, it will be worth it. Every head bowed, every eye closed. In this quiet moment, are you a saint of God? Are you sure you're coming to Him? If you're not sure, will you make sure right now, in this quiet moment? Will you ask the Lord Jesus to wash your heart in the blood of the Lamb and make you His dear child, that you may respond to that word, come? If you are a saint, if you are sure that you're part of that bride, will you in this quiet moment renew your dedication in heart and in soul to seek His face, to come in your heart before Him, to walk with Him daily, to draw from His word the strength that He wants you to have, and day by day to press on the upward way, seeking His face and His presence as He has promised. O Lord, forgive us that we forget Thee. Forgive us that we don't respond to Thee the way we should. Help us, Lord, that we may recognize that we are traveling the pilgrim pathway toward Thee. And help us to come. Help us to concentrate upon Thee and to walk with faithful steps on Thy pathway, whatever the cost, that we may see Thee face to face and be part of that saint congregation that loves Thee forever. O Lord, kindle within us the flames of love. Help us to respond to that word, come. Help us to travel to Thee in heart and in soul and in life. Hasten the day, Lord, when we shall see Thee face to face. Hear us, for Jesus' sake. Amen.